This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Sell time, Michael. I've got a challenge for you on buy or sell coming up, so just be ready, okay? You ready for the challenge?
I'm ready.
Okay. Also note, I have Nuggets tickets to give away for Nuggets Jazz on Monday. I'm not sure how I want to do this yet.
Give them to me and I'll decide.
Do we want to do like a trivia thing?
Who wants to compliment Micah the most?
Sometimes I just tune you out. I see your lips moving. I don't see word or hear words though. Buy or sell, Mike McDaniel. I'm asking you, not what you believe Miami should do, what
is
you would
challenge?
Do. Buy or sell, no. Mike McDaniel should be back next year for the Dolphins. You're the GM for a day, Mike. You're the little buddy for the day. Are you going to do it? You bringing him back? Yes or no? Buy or sell?
I'm not going to bring him back.
So you're selling it?
I'm going to sell it.
I think. He's an interesting coach, and I like interesting people.
He doesn't have an interesting record.
Yeah, that last game was... I mean, he was kind of on an upward trajectory, but had they beaten... Had they won against Pittsburgh, would you change your tune? Or if it was even competitive?
Had it been competitive, maybe.
Maybe, because they had a somewhat of a strong finish with a couple games remaining. The UNC Bears basketball team. They beat Colorado College. They beat Colorado Christian. They beat Air Force. They have two more Colorado games coming up. State of Colorado. DU at home against DU and at Colorado. Will the Bears go 5-0 in games against Colorado teams? Remember, this Bears team, this very same team, took a 19 team to the wire until about the 2-minute mark or so against Texas Tech. So the Bears are capable, I think, of beating CU. Will they go 5-0 against Colorado teams this season?
They will not go 5-0. Brock, I know you're listening, so do what you need
four,
to do.
4-1?
They will go 4-1.
So they beat DU?
They will beat DU.
They're going to lose to CU. Okay. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, and I only pick football games, so we may never know. But I don't know, Mike. If Quinn Dakar was playing in that game, I don't know. I also said that yesterday. If Quinn Dakar's playing that Texas Tech game, they might be able to beat him. And they were in the might be able to. They
Texas
didn't pull
Tech
it off.
Texas Tech may not be very good.
No, Texas Tech is pretty good. They're good.
Compared to what people think.
They're good. They're good. Well, they're okay. They're good, though. Okay, buy or sell, Mike. This is fun because I saw it on Colorado State men's basketball page and I thought this was fun. Buy or sell that you can spell Ali's last name, Farouk Manish. Buy or sell that you can spell it. And if you say buy, I'm going to make you try to spell it. Don't look it up. No. Stop it. I'm going to spray you. I got a spray bottle.
I always look it up and copy paste whenever I have to put it on the podcast.
You can't spell it, can you?
The answer is sell. I cannot spell it. I can barely pronounce it.
I saw on X to his wife Mallory retweeted and said, took me 3 years to spell it. There's an H there that throws everybody off. So Farouk Manish, I would say Farouk Manesh. But there's an H after the K.
Yeah, the
gets
farther
everybody.
The farther east in Europe, the more nonsensical the name.
Farouk Manish. That was hilarious, though. CSU basketball. It's finals week. Can you pass the test? They asked every player on the team if they could spell Coach Ali's last name. And so I thought, I'm going to ask Michael if he can spell this out for me.
I can spell hull.
That's a pretty easy one, Mike. Yours is it Kirkpatrick? It's K-I-R-K, Patrick.
Spell it.
P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
It's close enough.
But your real last name is Kilpatrick.
Spell it.
Is it one? It's one L, isn't it?
Maybe.
It's one L.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's one L.
Maybe.
Well, just tell me yes or no.
Buy or sell?
I'm going to find out right now. One L, I was right. So I win the prize money. How do you want to give these Nuggets tickets away? You have any creative ideas?
What is the best compliment someone can give me?
I don't think that exists. No, that's not what we're doing. Here's what I want to do. Here's a game.
Bring in food.
To register for the tickets. Michael, look up real quick. When the Nuggets played the Lakers, was it 2008 when they played the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals? They were going up against Kobe Bryant. And remember, that was Anthony Carter had a hard time. I just gave you one. 2009?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. 2009. If you want these tickets, here's how you register. I'm only going to register a handful, right? Name a player that was on the Nuggets roster in 2009. If a player, and I'll announce it as soon as the texter announces it. If it's already been texted in, you don't register. So if I say Billy Bob announced Anthony Carter, I just gave you one. You can't say Anthony Carter as well.
Anthony Carter.
So in 2009, the Denver Nuggets lost to the Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference Finals to the Kobe Bryant-led Los Angeles Lakers. I want you to text me right now a player that was on that roster for the Nuggets, and you'll be registered for the tickets, and I'll send them to you through via Ticketmaster, so I need your email address and your name.
This one's easy.
Okay, so First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Here's the thing. If you win the tickets and can't go, gift them. There you go. I'm giving you a Christmas present. I know it's a Monday night, but I'm giving you an opportunity to gift them if you can't make it. But why wouldn't you want to go see the world's best basketball player play basketball, Mike? It just makes sense. So they play the Utah Jazz Monday night at 7 o'clock. You got family coming into town. I got four tickets, man. I got four, and parking's covered, too. Wow. It's crazy.
Do you have to spell the name?
No, you don't have to spell it correctly. Just text in on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I just want a player that was on that 2009 Denver Nuggets roster. A year, they've lost to the Lakers a lot in Western Conference Finals, but they lost that year. And I already gave you one name. So if you win the tickets and you say, I can't go on a Monday night, gift them to somebody. There might be somebody that you can, and there we go. We got our first registrant right now. Registrant.
I would go with registrant.
970 says Carmelo Anthony. So Carmelo Anthony is now off the books. You can't use it. Travis, the new guy, says Rocky the mascot was definitely on that team. Will we accept that, Michael?
We will accept that. Because Rocky's pretty badass.
Okay. Make sure you text your email address if you're in this. So Carmelo Anthony is now off the books. You can't use him. You won't be registered if you throw his name out there.
Rocky the mascot.
Travis, the new guy, has said Rocky the mascot was definitely on that team, and Michael has accepted that as that is an acceptable answer for the likes of this game we're playing. So again, you want four tickets and parking paid for to go see the Denver Nuggets take on the Utah Jazz Monday night at 7 o'clock. I need to know a player that was on that 2009 roster that lost to the Los Angeles Lakers. And Carmelo Anthony is off the books. You can't use him. You can't use Rocky the mascot. So good luck. 14 minutes after the hour. Sean Keeler coming up next. I bet you he could name everybody on that roster. Esai Chris. Carl Malone.
Does that count?
Yeah, he was the head coach. If Rocky counts, then Carl Malone. George Carl. Yeah, Esai Chris threw me off. George Carl. Do you give it to him because he has one name?
No, you got to go full name.
You said Carl. He said Carl Malone. He should be disqualified.
Yeah, that's disqualified. Yeah.
But George Carl is now on there, and you can use that. I've given you two hints. First Advantage
George
text
Carl.
Line, 888-530-0043. You get to go see the Nuggets take on the Utah Jazz on Monday night at 7 o'clock. And like I said, if it's crazy, the holidays are nutty, whatever, you want to re-gift them, I send them to you. You re-gift them to somebody. Bam, you've just made Christmas for somebody. You hooked them up. It's a couple days before Christmas. Sean Keeler, Keeling Me Softly, coming up next. Text a name that was on that roster in 2009 when the Nuggets lost in the Western Conference Finals to the Los Angeles Lakers. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Fame Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, Keeling Me Softly with Sean Keeler from the Denver Post. Sean, don't actually name the players, but we're doing a fun trivia question for Nuggets tickets on Monday against the Jazz. And I'm asking the listeners to text in a player from the 2009 roster that lost in the Western Conference Finals to the Kobe Bryant-led Lakers. Give me a percentage of how many players you think you could name just off the top of your head.
The entire 08-09 roster.
Yeah.
4 to 5. Not as many as I should admit out loud.
It's harder than you think because
it is because you remember the stars, but then you're like, were they still there?
Yep.
And there were some big pieces that moved back and forth in that stretch. So
yeah.
I'd like to think I'd do better than 4 or 5. But I might be stuck.
You get to 4 or 5 pretty easy, and then suddenly you're like, this is tough. But the listener, we're doing pretty good. There's not a lot of wrong answers. We had one listener that said Carl Malone, which threw me off because you had Carl right. So I don't know. Do I give him that? We had one actually throw out Rocky the mascot, and technically Rocky's on the team. Is he on the roster though?
No. Your audience, sharp cookie.
There's some good ones. We are actually getting
through the crumble pile. I imagine most of your audience will do better than the 5 or 6 that I would do off the top of my head.
They're doing pretty good so far. So we'll see who's going to win those tickets. Sean, interesting here. Obviously, rough news with Brandon Jones going down for the Broncos. Bad timing, of course. But first off. Are you kind of hearing then, like, he's out for the rest of the season, but he could be available in the playoffs? Is that true?
Yeah, that he's a little farther along potentially than the J.K. Dobbins timeline, if that makes sense, which is like, we forget that. Oh, he's done. Well, no, technically he could come back the first week in February. So if you're in that game, you could have this triumphant return. I think he's middle of next month, late next month, from what people, or maybe it's more late next month, which is again where you want to be and a problem you want to have. So now you know at least you've got to navigate 4 or 5 weeks without him. And that might be the most optimistic view, but I think that is how they're looking at it right now.
Okay, so then we're looking at a guy like PJ Locke jumping in to take over. However, I know you guys were going around about this in the Denver Post. Is it worth kicking the tires on old pal Justin Simmons? Is that even realistic to talk about?
I think it's it's worth it. I don't think Sean Payton will do it. So it's one of those wants versus – it's one of those wants and wishes versus reality. And I imagine 70% of Broncos country and an even bigger chunk of your audience is like, hello, just do this. Because you have a chance to bring a popular player back, certainly a player popular with fans, a player who at his peak was at an all-pro level and knows a lot of the concepts and what they're doing with Vance Joseph, who played for Vance Joseph at least, twice, in both his stints. And he's here, and he doesn't have a gig. And he is really just kind of missing a ring and a playoff team on his resume. I don't think it's going to happen. I know it makes too much sense given the circumstances, but let's just say there is one voice and it comes to personnel and that locker room and that this team's construction, and I don't think he's sold. I could be wrong. I personally, I like Justin a lot. I mean, full disclosure, and a lot of media do. I don't know that that's a universally held position in the locker room. And I don't know that that's a universally held position by the coaching staff, including one coach who calls everything.
But
if it's Sean Payton's choice, it won't happen. But it would make a lot of sense. And I can't say I can explain entirely why Payton feels that way, but he might still. So I'd be shocked, but it does. It makes so much sense. I get it. Everyone's like, why don't you just do this now? And how is this a bad thing? I don't know, but I'm not sure Sean Payton agrees. And it's hard. Again, it's hard to argue with a ship that's sitting where it is. They have to know better than we do to some degree how to try to keep that on course.
Yeah. And it's like the fanboy in me is like Justin Simmons, man. Like he's with Garrett Bowles and Cortland Sutton. The guys that were there through the really difficult time. Wasn't it Justin Simmons that blocked a field goal against Sean Payton's Saints? Do you think that's what this is all about? Is that what this is?
With Sean, you never know. He didn't like the contract. It's kind of similar to the Michael Porter situation, and it's not so much about the guys, it's about the contract. I do think it's a little about the fit, too, and we'll just kind of leave it at that. And I'm not sure I agree with it, but I'm not 12-2. So I'm with you. I just would be surprised if that happened. I would. And it's too bad, because it really does. It certainly doesn't make any less sense than pulling somebody off the street and running them in, but Sean is Sean, and you take the rough with the smooth, and this is one that you kind of shake your head. But and it'd be disappointing as someone who obviously likes Justin personally, would like to see that added to his resume, as I'm sure he would. But I don't know. I'd also be surprised if it happened.
He's going to be one of those guys that goes down in the Broncos trivia, like best players on their bad teams, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's sad. Yeah, and there everyone's, Floyd Little was that for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was the original that at a time when he was the franchise, because he was all they had. And one of the reasons they stuck around at a time where there was a time, pre-Elway, 10 years before that, well, more than 10 years, 15 years before that, where this was a bad, bad AFL team and a bad, bad AFL franchise that really, really, really changed the course for itself into the mid, late 70s and into the 80s and has never looked back. But it was like the Steelers. Steelers were really, way older than me. In our lifetimes, we've only known good to certainly consistent Steelers. They were terrible for a lot of the 60s and 70s until the early 70s. So Broncos very much in that vein too. And they've had those players. And yeah, unfortunately, I think that's kind of how Justin's legacy here will be seen. And that's too bad. And maybe someday that changes, but I don't know that this is the someday.
Sean Keeler joining us from the Denver Post, Keeling Me Softly time. One of your articles in the Denver Post, check it out online, denverpost.com. I love this because it changed my tune before this game started, but you highlight this. Broncos' Alex Singleton get last laugh as Packers pregame intimidation hilariously backfires. Sean, full disclosure, I did my picks on Friday. Everybody knows that. And I picked the Broncos to lose. I picked the Packers to cover.
You're the one.
I'm the doubter. I'm the one that Garrett Bowles wants to destroy. I'm the doubter. I do believe in the Broncos, though. I just, for that moment, I thought, okay, maybe things have been going too great. A loss isn't going to kill them. They fire back, and then they get ready to go for the playoffs. However, I was wrong. Before the game starts, though, I start seeing all the antics pregame, and I go, oh, yeah, I'm going to be wrong. I'm going to be wrong about this. The Broncos are going to find a way.
Yeah, I'll admit, you're certainly, as an observer, it was okay. And for any of these games, maybe not the Chiefs, although that's on the road. No, still, no, not the Chiefs. I've taken that one off the good teams. Yeah, three good teams and Gardner Minshew to finish out. Any of those, now, especially with Mahomes out, before Mahomes would have been out, would have been losable, to your point. So, I think they played the we're the underdog, how dare you make us a two-point dog at home card a little strong, because, as you know, betting lines are meant to get the most action for the people setting the bets. So when you see a line like that, you're like, yeah, there's some disrespect. And you're like, yeah, but that's because they want more action on the Broncos. But they clearly got it. And clearly got the money, and hopefully that paid off for those who did. So, but coaches are funny beasts, locker rooms are funny beasts, and you'll pick on anything to use at your advantage. It's certainly psychologically, I think Alex Singleton may have had some interesting motives and was not as innocent as he portrayed himself. And that maybe they needed a little something there to get everybody fired up, and knowing that the level, certainly a healthy Packers team, is this is the quality of team you're going to get the rest of the way, including next month when it really counts. So, yeah, you know, you have to play some mind games. I think there were some mind games played pregame, and I think that clearly played to the Broncos' advantage, because if you, it's easy to get your eye off the ball, even if you're good at this time of year, because holidays and whatever else, and you're waiting to get set for the playoffs when things really amp up. You know, sometimes you have to do some clever stuff. And I think they were, let's just say they were very clever on Sunday, and it helped them push through.
Sean, this game coming up against Jacksonville, it's an interesting one. Jacksonville, they don't scream off of the page to you. They're kind of middle of the road in a lot of major categories. However, one of the big ones for them, last year they were minus 15 in turnover differential. This year they're plus 10. They're tied for third. So that's, to me, like the big key. They're not turning it over a lot, and they have guys that can create turnovers.
And Lawrence has kind of settled down and kind of found himself again a little bit. I think they're what we call sneaky good. In a way, they've got a lot of the traits that people who haven't seen the Broncos that see them or have to visit them, you know, NFC media, whatever, and then go, oh, okay, that D is for real. Although, frankly, I don't think it played all that. That D played all that great against Green Bay, and they still pulled it out. Certainly not in the first half, anyway. I think Jacksonville is very Bronco-like in that way, and that I think they've got the whole is better than the individual parts, and how that's coming together defensively. Like you said, they're kind of team takeaway now. Lawrence is playing better. They made that trade in midseason to kind of solidify the wide receiver core alongside, I believe, Thomas. And even without Travis Hunter and all the myriad of things that he could do, they kind of really found themselves. And when you're we know what that's like, because that's what's happened here. So you know, they can lose this one. This is a weird week. When you got a short week coming up, I don't know that they will, because I think they're so good at home and they're at a place mentally at home where it would have so many. Again, they played badly here. They laid a stinker, and it was the Giants game, and they still somehow did it. They might be due for another one. I don't think this Packers game was that, because they were so much better in the second half. If they play like that first half team here, they'll be trailing against the Jaguars. I mean, that offense is really humming right now, and it's a pretty good O-line. Again, very Bronco. These are kind of too Bronco-ish. The Texans are like that too when they're right. These are two very similar teams where I think Denver's defense is a little better, well, probably a lot better. I think Jacksonville's offense is maybe a little better where it's configured right now. Certainly you got Etienne in your backfield, no disrespect to Harvey and and Jaleel and everybody, et cetera, on down the line. But that makes for a good game, and that makes for a good test, because this is another one. And we would have thought the Chiefs would have been that, but they won't. This is another one, and the Chargers will be that too. Of you're kind of getting three playoff games before your playoff games. I think they can, but I think if you had doubts about this one, and even doubts about the Chargers, I wouldn't hold it against you. I think the only game that they are a slam dunk on paper, and that's only because of the Mahomes situation, is at Kansas City, believe it or not, because I don't know what the Chiefs have left to play for. Like, it's a short week for them. I mean, they'll be like, they're gonna want to play spoiler, but with Gardner Minshew, I don't know, you know. But yeah, I think the Jags are very Bronco-like, and that's meant as a compliment.
Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting game. It's a confusing game for sure, but this is a big one. If the Broncos can win this one, and the Patriots lose, they got a big one against Baltimore. The Chargers lose, the Bills lose, and those are all, like, a lot of things have to happen.
Yeah.
But if that happens, Broncos lock it down. They get the number one seed, and they don't have to worry about the next two. I don't know if they're going to bench people for 2 weeks, but it is a fascinating weekend. There's a lot of meaning to this one.
And there is a possibility. We talked about this after the game some, not in any haughty way, but just looking at it objectively, to your point, that Chargers game could be a JV game. That could be what the Chiefs did, where if you have that, I think you want to get that locked up as quickly as possible, and that's why I think there's still a safe pick, although it'll be a pretty good game for the reasons we talked about with Jacksonville, why I think they're going to be a business mode going down to Kansas City, because if they can clinch something in Kansas City, who, other than spoiling your season, don't have any, you know, it would behoove the Chiefs to lose out, frankly, to get a better draft pick at this point. If you're not gonna make it, if you're gonna have a turd of a season in the middle of the dynasty or the middle of the Mahomes era, you might as well stink it up as much as possible mathematically to help yourself. Which is not how Andy Reid thinks, but you know, it is conceivable that the Chargers game, I think you want a goal where that Chargers game doesn't mean anything. And that means you got to win two in a short week, which they can do. Don't know if they will, but they can. And it really sets you up well then to get yourself ready for the middle of next month, which is really what it's all about. As we say in baseball terms, get your pitching rotation lined up and get the people you can and at least know, obviously, without having Jones at safety health-wise, start getting the chess pieces where you need to get them and prepare for who you've got to prepare for. Because it's going to be a wild AFC bracket. If it's still holding to form, especially with the Texans playing better, and if the Bills are starting to wake up and realize that they're, you know, again, we've talked about this. The Broncos are always in a good position to host. You want to get that one seed. You want the two games at home. And then who's going to come to Denver that scares you the most? And it might be Buffalo. I don't know if it's Houston, although Stroud would love a chance at these guys. Can this team beat Buffalo at home in a game that counts? It can, and it's certainly better than going there. Good grief, is it better?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I keep an eye on those 6-7 seeds and where they are, because it's going to be a fascinating bracket given the new money, the new blood that's likely to have home field for the postseason.
Sean, always great stuff from you, my man. Hey, I'm off starting next Wednesday, so happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all of that stuff, man. You know we love having you on the show, and this will be, I guess, the last time for 2025. How about that?
All right. Well, Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, holidays to you and yours. Happy New Year. I was wondering, I'm going to be taking next week off as well, some in between Bronco games, so safe travels to you and yours, and I will be thinking of you in Iowa or wherever I am visiting family next Wednesday, not taking a call from you on the road in Nebraska.
I think we did one.
You could call me.
Yeah.
You could call me.
Even if I'm off the air, I'm just going to call you and set it up like it's an actual interview.
I may be in Omaha somewhere at this time, I think, next week, but you are welcome to call me. If everything goes right, I will be somewhere between Omaha and Council Tucky, as the locals call it, heading towards Des Moines for 4 or 5 days with the family. We will extend the family, and we'll see where it goes from there. But safe travels to you and yours. It's been an interesting 2025, certainly more good than bad, but never boring. And let's hope for a kinder, gentler, but no more less eventful 2026. Huh? Let's get that rolling.
I'm right there, man. I'm right there with you, my friend. Sean, appreciate it, and we'll you be careful, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks. See
All right, man. Bye. Sean Keeler, Denver Post. Mike, we've got some good ones here coming in. So 970 already says, hey, I can't win, but Ronaldo Balkman was a favorite of mine. Yeah, that one counts. And so even though you can't win, that you can't use that one. Anthony Carter, which I did give you, that counts. Stickman, Birdman, Chris Anderson. Yep, that one counts. Eastside Chris says, tough judges. Chauncey? Yes, Chauncey Billups was on that team. And a text from 970, Andre Iguodala. No, he was not on that team. So, Andre played 1 year for the Nuggets, and it was when Carmelo Anthony was not on this roster. It was guys like Danilo Gallinari, so it was from that trade. So, that doesn't count. So, there you go. We got
so
a lot
you,
of...
you don't get it, Mr. Andre Iguodala?
Correct.
Texter.
Yeah, you don't, you're not in.
Or miss.
Eastside Chris guessed wrong to start... And then threw in Chauncey. Do you get multiple times? And those of you that are giving me multiple names, I appreciate the effort, but I'm only going to take the first one.
And you're screwing over
well,
other people.
I'm going to take the last one I read because Stickman threw out two more, which are correct, but I'm only going to take one. See, we got a bunch of them just listing a bunch of different. You can only list one.
Stop
cheating.
Stop like trying to be as smart as me.
Well, and Keeler was fighting back on giving the Rocky one, but you accepted it, and these
are
the rules.
I accept it, because Rocky's pretty badass.
Yeah, Rocky's cool. Rocky's an amazing mascot. Okay, so that's my question. If you want four tickets to go see the Nuggets take on the Utah Jazz, plus parking, or if you can't go, you can gift them to someone. I'm going to give them to you. All I need to know is who was on that roster in 2008-2009 when the Nuggets lost to... the Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Anthony Carter is off the list. Ronaldo Balkman is off the list. Carmelo Anthony is off
Rocky.
The list. Chauncey is off the list. Rocky is off the list. Birdman Chris Anderson is off the list. So there's still several more names there. Some fairly popular names. A couple of hints. One guy, once he was done with basketball, went back and got a degree and pretty good golfer.
And one guy wasn't even on it, Andre Iguana.
Andre Iguodala is not. He was only with the Nuggets 1 year,
and that was something about the Carmelo.
One of their
trade.
Best power forwards they ever had played for Cincinnati.
The Bengals
first advanced text line 888. Like what? What in your mind? You know that's the wrong answer, but you think it's cute and hilarious, and literally nobody in their world will laugh at that because it's like. That's football compared to basketball. Like, come on, Mike. Come on.
I'm laughing.
It's not like you are not. How do I put this delicately? You are the least funny person I've ever met. Like, your jokes are what a toddler tells, but they're cute because they're toddlers and they don't really make sense when they tell jokes. You tell the same jokes, and it's like, that's a grown man saying that. That was just wasted words. Those were wasted words, Mike. From now on, your jokes are going to be labeled as wasted words. How about that? Faith
that
says,
is one demerit. Yeah.
One
demerit,
strike.
Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's two now. Faith says, Nene. Yeah, that's another one. He was on the list, too. He was on that roster as well. And before you say something stupid, let's get out now while we can. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to The Whole Show on KFK.
Welcome back into The Whole Show. Coming up at Big City Roadhouse, check out their Denim and Diamonds New Year's Eve party. Now, we're realistic. There's a lot of people that listen to this show that are willing to admit they don't stay up until midnight to do the ball drop. They might settle for like the New York time ball drop. So they're going to go 8 to 10:30 will be the after party at Big City Roadhouse, Denim and Diamonds. Ring in the new year with the New York ball drop at 10 o'clock, and then they'll be hanging out for another 30 minutes after. $20 admission. It's going to be a DJ, balloon drop, champagne toast. Dinner reservations are encouraged, so check them out online at BigCityRoadhouse.com, and they're going to have their full menu available. So if you want to eat a little bit later, you can do that too. Big City Roadhouse, you guys have been talking about them for a while, and they are awesome. Just went in there last week, had one of the burritos, a chorizo burrito. Fantastic. It's so difficult because I love the wings, I love the burgers, I love the pizza, and I said, I got to try the burrito too. Haven't had a bad thing. And that's Big City Roadhouse. And I mean it. I go there. I love this spot. You guys should too. 49 minutes after the hour. Michael, what did we learn? If anything, we'll get to that coming up next.
Need a stocking stuffer?
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Download your favorite KFKA podcast today.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokhmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What do we learn on the 17th day of December, Michael? Hey, we learned that the UNC Bears basketball team, they're not just good, they might be really good. They lose to Texas Tech, but they were 25.5 point underdogs. And they covered the spread, and it was tied at 72 with like 10 minutes left. And until like 2.5 minutes left, that was when Texas Tech kind of started pulling away. The Bears were right there. What did you learn today, Mike?
I learned that the three of the Power Four just are scummier than we expected. I don't know if we didn't expect them to be this scummy. But yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I get that you want strength of schedule stuff, but it's okay to schedule a CSU every now and then.
Well, they made your
two games.
Yeah, like one. All right. There you go, Mike. More on that, I'm sure, we'll be developing. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. We got Thursday night special. We got the Brock Wisney Show. Normally on Mondays, it'll be on Thursday. So couldn't talk to him earlier in the week. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.